Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Jorge Salazar. Scientists with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change predict that sea level will rise by anywhere from 20 to 60 centimeters by the end of the 21st century. One of the biggest uncertainties is in how the ice sheets of Antarctica will behave. Antarctica holds 90% of the world's ice, so scientists are concerned about its potential to add even more to the world's oceans. I spoke with David Vaughan, a glaciologist with the British Antarctic Survey. He came to Austin, Texas at UT's Jackson School of Geosciences, where he met with 20 other polar scientists to discuss the fate of the West Antarctic ice sheet. Dr. Vaughan, welcome to Earth and Sky. The first question is, what brings you to Texas? Why are you together with these polar scientists? And what is one thing that you'd like to tell the public about why you're here?
The IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has highlighted the lack of understanding about how ice sheets will change in the future as the major uncertainty in sea level rise in the next century or two. We're meeting here in Austin to try and understand what it is we don't know, what it is we need to know to reduce the uncertainty from the ice sheets, specifically Antarctica, the Antarctic ice sheet, to help constrain sea level rise predictions in the future.
The IPCC just came out with a report that estimated the contributions that the western ice sheets of Antarctica will make to global sea level rise. What more is there to say? Did they leave something out?
The IPCC haven't left anything out of their assessments, but what they have said is that recent observations of just how rapidly the West Antarctic ice sheet and also Greenland are changing means that we don't at the present have enough information to make concrete predictions about how these things are going to change in the future. Essentially, we can see that these systems are changing, but at the moment we don't know why they're changing. We don't know what the fundamental causes of those changes are, and we don't know whether they will continue into the next century or whether they will slow down. And until we understand the real causes of these changes, whether they're anthropogenic or whether they're natural, we don't have a good basis for projecting how they will add to sea level rise in the future.
What is the understanding of how much that's actually contributing to sea level rise? From what I understand, it's not just ice that contributes to sea level rise.
There are several different things that contribute to sea level rise at the moment. The thermal expansion of the oceans, the melting of non-polar alpine glaciers around the world, in Alaska, in Spitsbergen, Svalbard, in all sorts of different places. And then there's these ice sheets. And roughly speaking, we think that they're, at the moment, the contributions are about one-third, one-third, one-third. The question is, how will each of those changes evolve in the future? We have actually a good idea of how thermal expansion of the oceans will change in the future. Our models are actually quite good at predicting how the non-polar glaciers will change in the future. The biggest uncertainties are in these ice sheets and how they will change, how the ice flow in those ice sheets will change in the future.
What do we know right now as far as how these ice sheets are changing? What's our current understanding?
The ice sheets are changing in different ways in different parts. Essentially, this is not just a question of climate change is causing warming and warming's causing melting, and these are actually quite complex systems. And some parts of Antarctica are thinning, and some parts are actually thickening. The areas that are thickening are actually doing it very slowly, but the area that we've been discussing most intensively at this meeting, the Amundsen Sea embayment, as we call it, is thinning quite rapidly. Up to a metre per year, perhaps 2 metres per year in some coastal regions. This is quite a large area. It's actually an area the size of Texas. We're talking about it's thinning at something between tens of centimetres per year and metres per year.
From what I understand, in the area of West Antarctica, it's very cold, and it's not a question of melting. If the ice sheets aren't melting, what's happening there?
This part of Antarctica is too cold at the moment. It doesn't get any melting, even in the warmest summer days. So it's not just a question of atmospheric warming causing more melt. Actually, what we think is the cause is changes in the oceans. And the oceans, either the temperature of the water into which these glaciers are flowing, or perhaps the amount of warm water that's delivered to the edges of these glaciers, may be causing a change. And we can certainly see that at least four neighbouring glaciers in the Amundsen Sea embayment are responding in a similar way and appear to be accelerating and delivering more snow and ice into the ocean. So it's not just a simple thing about climate warming is melting the Antarctic. Something in the oceans, and it might be related to anthropogenic, human-induced climate warming, it might be something more natural, is causing that change.
Could you please tell me some numbers here of what scientists think, how much sea level will rise? What's the understanding in that?
Sea level rise over the coming century will be something the order of 20 centimetres to 60 centimetres, unless Antarctica and Greenland add a substantial extra amount. The difference between, let's say, 50 centimetres of sea level rise and perhaps a metre of sea level rise is actually very significant. It's very significant in how much it will cost us to build our sea defences to protect ourselves against that sea level rise.
That was glacier expert David Vaughan. This has been an Earth and Sky presentation.
We're at earthsky.org.